And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. One of America's finest singer-songwriters is back on the program with us today to share our songs from his aptly titled new record, The Way I Tell It. It's David Wilcox. We've got Americana artists Ross Thorne and Jared Dustin Griffin, and newcomer Garrett Hendricks going to share a nod to Walt Whitman. Music and artists you're sure to enjoy are all right here on the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusso. We jump right to it with Max Gomez. I've been waiting for this guy to be in the show for a long time. He's one of our great songwriting storytellers here in the United States. You're going to love his laid-back, humorous, tinged tales set to song with a message. Enjoy that right now. It's called New Mexico.
My name is Max Gomez. I'll be your guest in your automobile or on your home radio. Or you might be one of those unicorns I've heard about that listens on the internet, but I've never seen one, but I've heard about them. So I'm from Taos, New Mexico, and I'm a musician. I'm a singer of song. I tour, and I make some records, write some songs. And yeah, I'm glad to be talking with you. I'm just here to introduce myself. Again, my name is Max Gomez. I'm from Taos, New Mexico, and I'm a traveling minstrel. I go from town to town, just me and this guitar most of the time, and I play shows, little folk concerts. Sometimes I play big concerts. I just played the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival. That's a big one in San Francisco. Yeah, and next January, I've got a bunch of shows opening for the rock and roll legend Styx. I know, you might be thinking, what the heck is a folk singer doing opening for Styx? And to tell you the truth, I'm not too sure. I guess the promoter feels like you get two shows for the price of one that way. And no matter how you cut it, we're going to have a great time. So come out and see us. I'm going to sing you a song from my new record. This song is a country song, and really it's sort of a protest song. And in it I'm protesting against our fellow Americans who seem to be unaware at times that my home state, the great state of New Mexico, is in fact one of the 50 states that makes up our nation. Well, in a barren but beautiful desert, my pony up and died. I found my way to an old highway, putting my thumb out for a ride. A team of crazed coyotes, they stopped and offered me a ride. They said, what do you know about New Mexico? And I turned to them and cried. It ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. Some things you ought to know. One and one is two. Skies where the four winds blow. Corazón es contento. Some things you ought to know, like New Mexico. That's right. You know the trunk was filled with chili, headed west on I-40. Destination headquarters, one man, Trader Joe. The deal was on the table, for an insufficient sum. When the buyer had the nerve to ask, where the hell's this chili from? We said, it ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. Some things you ought to know. Yeah, like one and one is two. Skies where the four winds blow. Corazón es contento. Some things you ought to know. Like New Mexico. Yeah. Now in this song, in this last verse of this song, I mean you no disrespect in case you happen to be from Kansas or Kansas City, Missouri, or in case you ever worked for the TSA. But this song is a true story. It's happened to me when I was younger. When I was down there at the Kansas City airport, they asked me for ID. So I showed my driver's license to this gal at security. She said, although you speak good English, I cannot let you through, because for international travelers, only passports will do. I said, it ain't new, and it ain't Mexico. That's right, there's some things you ought to know. Yeah, like one and one is two. Skies where the four winds blow. Corazón es contento. Some things you ought to know. Like New Mexico. And remember, if you're ever traveling back to my home state of New Mexico, say from North Dakota, just remember when you get there, yeah, there'll be no passports to show. Not in New Mexico. USA. All right. All right. Thank you for listening to that. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, everyone. There it was, the New Mexico song, the unofficial state anthem back home for me. Just want to tell you, again, thank you for listening. My name is Max Gomez, and the pleasure is all mine.
You're listening to the Great American Folk Show. It's good to have you along for the ride today. You know, I just love a song that was written on the road, be it in a rocky railroad car or in the backseat of a tour van, or perhaps a writer has found that perfect spot to be hit with a wave of words on a hot rock in Joshua Tree, California. I've been there a few times because that's kind of what it's like sometimes, you know. When an idea hits, it's like a cloud burst. The kind of fervor that makes it hard for the pen to keep up with the words coming out of that mouth. When songs are written on the road, it's like the road is salt and it draws out that watery nutrients in the heart and in the head. The songwriter feels good having filled the page up, but also a wee bit empty on the inside. You know, it's a trade-off. Emerging poet Garrett Hendricks joins us now to tell you about how the landscape coaxes his creative juices. Let's go to a session right now.
Becky was a grunge rock loner. Brad was a honky-tonk stoner. Never had a table in their high school lunchroom, so they both ate lunches in the hall. She pierced her septum at 17. Comprehends I, he spent daydreams carving the poems in his homeroom desk, hoping he could pass her test. It was all hot poems and heartaches, fast speeds and hitting the brakes. They chased the sun against a hard rain. A couple of misfits drifting the American dream. Becky waited tables at the drunk old diner. Brad worked the griddle at the back, making $7 on all the fixings that give the regulars heart attacks. They flirted around each other like hummingbirds, till one day Brad blurted out the words, "Becky, won't you run away with me? I wanna make you mine." It was all hot poems and heartaches, fast speeds and hitting the brakes. They chased the sun against the hard rain. A couple of misfits adrift in the American dream. Quit their jobs and they hit the road from the podunk town, Rocky Mountain snows. Stopped at every dance hall and dive, got in trouble in love with the night. But soon their money was running low. Brad said, "Honey, why don't we slow down and get a couple of jobs at this little Wyoming motel?" Ooh, yeah. Day Brad was mopping the floor when a gunman came through the door. He waved it around, demanding the cash stashed in the front of the desk. Brad didn't move fast enough. The bullet flew out from the gun, struck Brad down in the middle of the back. Now he needs a wheelchair to live. Becky and Brad couldn't pay the bills. Hospital stacked them high as hills. So they had to go back to the podunk town for a room in the parents' place. Becky cries alone in the bathroom, wondering how it could go bad so soon. She reads Brad's poems that he wrote for her, and wonders what might have been, what could have been. Homes and heartaches, fast speeds and hitting the brakes. They chase the sun against a hard rain. But a couple of misfits adrift. Hot homes and heartaches, fast speeds and hitting the brakes. They chase the sun against a hard rain. A couple of misfits adrift in the American.
Hey y'all, my name is Garrett Hendricks, and I am a country Americana singer-songwriter. I'm currently based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Right now I'm there sitting at one of my favorite green spaces called Shelby Bottoms Park on a beautiful autumn day. I've lived in Nashville the last 4 years, but I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. Growing up there, a common pastime were fishing trips and camping trips, and songs and stories were often passed around the campfire. Learning to combine storytelling and song is what made me want to be a songwriter in the first place. I started writing songs at 8 or 9 years old, a cappella at first. But then when I picked up the guitar at 10, I started putting music to my songs, and it just sort of steamrolled from there. I've always been a collector of stories and experiences. In addition to being a singer-songwriter, I work as a farmhand on a goat farm in Tennessee, and then return to Washington State every spring to run an environmental science camp for middle schoolers. I try to instill a love of nature and the outdoors into the next generation, and it's a really rewarding career to have alongside doing music. Between all those facets of life are thousands of miles touring across America and trying to bear witness to its triumphs and tribulations, painting a picture of the people and the land and everything in between. I just released my debut record, Northwest and Southbound. The song you just heard, Adrift in the American Dream, is a single off of it. That song talks about a lot of my anxieties about where we are as a country right now, what with gun violence, a broken healthcare system, and just the overall fragility of the American dream. The album as a whole touches on themes of identity, mortality, and how I've tried to find a sense of belonging between the Northwest and the South. I took cues from influences varying from country to blues to rock and folk. This next song that I'm about to perform, I wrote on a tour in 2023 that I did by train. On the train west, I knew my grandma was near death, and when I got off and visited her outside of Seattle, it ended up being the last time I saw her alive. So I wrote this song, Lonesome 27, reflecting on how I could have been more present in her final years. And then I expanded the narrative to ruminating about the indigenous reservations I passed through on that train tour, and how we should have done better by those tribes, our fellow human beings. So this song is my reminder to myself to always try to treat people well and be present to people before it's too late. My album wouldn't have happened without my grandma, who surprised all us grandkids with money in her will. She helped me bring these songs and my voice to the world, and so Lonesome 27 and my album I dedicate to her.
I was on the Empire Building, train 27, headed west, trying to get back home before my grandma's dying breath. I watched the power lines fade into the plains as I shot another black coffee into my tired veins. Four peck pests like memory of a time that should have been. And I think of the ways we failed, both strangers and our kin. The prairie hills carved like furrowed brows on the forehead of the land. Wondering how we treat so poor a fellow woman, fellow man. And the lonesome 27 rows, and the lonesome 27 blows, and the lonesome 27 blows. As she rolls, she rolls, she rolls. Birch trees stand like specters along the Missouri banks. My mind passes to the people I know I should have thanked. But like so many others, I leave too much left unsaid. I too could treat folks better before they're lying dead. And the lonesome 27 rolls, and the lonesome 27 blows, and the lonesome 27 blows. As she rolls, she rolls.
as I lean to rest my head on the cold window pane. The rail car jolts like a bucking bull as they try to stop that train. And I came to overhear as they unboarded us with our packs. Some poor soul had laid himself down across our tracks. And the lonesome 27 rolls, and the lonesome 27 blows, and the lonesome 27 blows. As she rolls, she rolls.
I'm Tom Russo. Thanks for listening today, wherever you might be listening from. Hope you're having a good one today. David Wilcox is a contemporary singer-songwriter who's played just about everywhere in his life. He's genuine, noteworthy, and decades after he started putting his pen to the paper, his fingers to the guitar, he still sleuths, still belts, still enlightens, and still entertains. His music ought to be part of your daily listening, and it's a part of mine, that's for sure. He joins us with a live session, but first I want to play a tune from his new album. It's the title track. I've been loving it lately. It's entitled The Way I Tell the Story. Enjoy David Wilcox.
Was the lone survivor when we landed in the field. The full investigation never was revealed. The hurt got covered over, never really healed. The scars are on the inside, the evidence was sealed. But the way I tell the story, I just brushed off the dirt. I landed in a haystack, barely tore my shirt. Because what good would it do me to just replay the past? Accidents will happen, this one happened fast. So I'll look to where I'm going instead of where I've been. I won't deny my history, but I'll give it quite a spin. So the way I tell the story, I just brushed off the dirt. I landed in a haystack, barely tore my shirt. If I'm the only witness, then the story's up to me. If no one else has lived to tell, no one can disagree. Crawling from the wreckage, my childhood up in flames, swirling down the spiral of alcohol and shame. But the way I tell the story, I just brushed off the dirt. I landed in a haystack, barely tore my shirt. Since I'm the only witness, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a hero's journey of this that I've been through. I saw the blaze, turned around and ran before it blew. You can't say I crashed and burned, but I can say I flew. I flew.
Love to play you one of the songs from this new record of mine called The Way I Tell the Story. And this is an interesting example of the way I tell the story. There's a lot of scenes from my life in this new record, and this is one that's just talking about doing what I do. It's a humbling craft, being a folk musician. But this is a curious little song because it's speaking about it as if it is somehow brave and epic. Well, it's how you tell the story, I guess. I'm actually comparing road life, folk musician, writing, all that, to being someone who crafts some wings and flies up above the clouds and makes it rain. Now, that's impossible. But it's kind of how it feels. To take old pain and turn it into energy and wonder and beauty? That's kind of emotional alchemy, isn't it? Feels just as unlikely. That's what this is about. I climbed the hill. I made the wings that let me fly. I found the lift to where the air was cold and thin. I saw the town from high above the clouds I ride. I made it rain. I found the words. I took the time to work it through. I knew my heart. I had the nerve to speak my truth. I found the will. I sang the songs that kept me sane. I made it rain. I have gone the distance. Now my race is run. But I have loved deeply, and that can't be undone. I got to stand where lights are hot and sound is loud. I felt the thrill to fling my soul out to the crowd. I cast a spell. I made new beauty from old pain. I made it rain. I have gone the distance. Now my race is run. But I have loved deeply, and that can't be undone. I climbed the hill. I made the wings that let me fly. I found the lift to where the air's cold and thin. I saw the town from high above the clouds I ride. I made it rain.
support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minkota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at Minkota.com. We continue with great voices. Ross Thorne is going to join us right now. Actually, he's been on the program before. He's from Wisconsin, but he's now living in Duluth, Minnesota. That reminds me, have you ever been to Duluth, Minnesota? It's a pretty cool place, actually. I was there not too long ago visiting my cousin in Two Harbors. A few musician acquaintances of mine live there or have lived there, including Hallie McCallum, who now just goes by the name Hallie, and Charlie Parr, the great folk singing guitar player. I've run into Charlie a couple, two, three times over the past few years, and it's been nice to see him. This is a strong music scene and art scene in Duluth. You should go there sometime. Ross Thorne's Midwestern Vibe starts right now. It's a song of his called Midwestern Goodbye.
Goodbye forever. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing's forever in this world that we live in. I'm only good at singing sad songs. So goodbye, farewell, and so long. Did you hear? She up and left me like some old country song. Don't have a dog or a truck, but if I did, they'd be gone. If you see me at the bar, I'll be tying one on. Singing goodbye, farewell, and so long. Well, I'm getting pretty tired, but I guess we keep going. So much hard work's been done, and I'll be damned if we blow it. With your hand in my hand, I'll keep holding on. Till it's goodbye, farewell, and so long. I love you, my friend. Take care of yourself. I gotta go. It's been about an hour, and it's starting to snow. I hope I get to see you again before long. I guess it's goodbye, farewell. I think you can tell that I don't like goodbyes. They're a lonely man's hell. But I really should go. Get up and get gone. So goodbye, farewell, and so long. Well, actually, you know, as as I make my way to the door. I've shared lots of musings, but I just have one more. You know, I got to thinking, and on the day that I die, well, I hope death agrees, even if with a sigh. Let me draw out my breath and see an old pal of mine for one more time wasting friends in shared spaces. Slap my knees, stand up at a very slow pace, and before the doors closed, say, well, I suppose, with a tear in my eye and just enough time for one more Midwestern goodbye. Well, we finally reached the end of this sad little song. So goodbye, farewell, and so long.
I think that Midwestern culture is something that is sort of overlooked in terms of national influence in the United States. Other cultural aspects like fashion or movies or something like that typically comes from the coasts, and it moves kind of fast, and then it gets to the Midwest, you know, like 2 to 3 years later after its inception. But I think that it also works the other way around, and I think it's a little bit more slow of an infiltration. I think it makes it a little deeper of an influence. I'm thinking of things like Dungeons and Dragons, where, you know, that was invented in Wisconsin in the 70s. And now it's this cultural phenomenon, even, you know, decades later, and has influenced everything from movies to television, you know, Stranger Things and these other huge sort of nerd culture. I'm a big gamer myself, and I love D&D and other tabletop role-playing games. So I think that's part of the staying power of the Midwest. And some of the best songwriters are from the Midwest as well. And musicians, I'm thinking of, you know, John Prine and Bob Dylan and Prince and, you know, Bon Iver, or just to name a few, and they've become huge cultural icons. There's just a lot to be said about the Midwest as a cultural place in the United States, a cultural region. And the Midwest goodbye, if you're not familiar with it, is you say goodbye for a long time. And I think there's something beautiful in that. I think there's this longing for connection and human connection, especially in a place like the Midwest where winters are long and isolation can be real. And culturally, we don't have great ways of coping with that, like binge drinking culture, especially in Wisconsin, where I'm originally from. So I think there is something to this longing to maintain a connection in the isolation of the world. And it's a tough place out there, and it's good to linger, and it's good to cling to the things that make you feel comfortable when those things are healthy, when it's this connection with other people that you're both really fulfilled from. So I think that's what's in the Midwestern goodbye. And it's funny. People always joke about it, and there's comedians, you know, from the Midwest who have joked about it too. So this song is like more performance art to me than anything, because it's kind of like a magic trick when you play it live. People think it's ending, and then you kind of pull the rug out on them, and it's so funny, which is why I love playing it and experiencing it live. This is maybe one of the best recording experiences you can have, because you don't know exactly the timestamps it's going to end.
Thank you. Father, where do you go to pray? Down by the harbor to wash your sins away. Bury me down in this watery grave. Oh, Father, where do you go to pray?
My favorite time of year is right about now, when summer has said goodbye. Fall is pretty well in place, but it's not quite Halloween yet. I never want Halloween to get here, not quite. So this week leading up to it, man, it's just so special. It's beyond words. It's beyond the beauty of the fall, beyond the crispness, beyond the change of attire, because I love to change into sweaters. And the fact that I'm a Scorpio and this time of year is a natural backdrop for me, it's the mystery of the fall, the mystery of that week leading up to Halloween. It's the smells, the mash of the leaves on the street from all the cars going by, and the heat rising off of the piles of decaying leaves on the lawns. You know, a friend of mine, back in my school days, his family canned tomatoes this time of year. We'd play in his basement next to the room where they did all this work. And so I always equate tomatoes, it's kind of a late summer food, with fall time. The Coltharts, that was their name, they had shelves just totally packed with bell jars full of this rich, red, chunky, delicious juice. That stewy hot tomato you smell, that's fall time to me. That's the week leading up to Halloween. That's the mystery. Our next guest is Jared Dustin Griffin. He composes these hard-hitting songs. Let me give you a few lines from his newest batch of recordings. Here's one. Remember me not for the pain I hold, but for the fight I bring. And another. I still got you on my mind. Love's the only thing that shakes the devil blind. In this one here, Lonesome Roads, Midnight's Only Friend. I don't know, just talking about that mystery. I think for Jared Dustin Griffin, that mystery is the mystery of faith. He's going to explain that mystery right after I play you his new single entitled Howl at the Moon.
Down to the bone. Hi, my name is Jared Dustin Griffin, and if my new album, The Perseverance of Sisyphus, paints a picture of struggle, well, that is by design. Every song on this record was born in the shadows cast by loneliness, depression, and the sense of defeat that creeps in when the world tells you your sacrifices have not been enough. In my own history, I've spent years chasing music with not much money and even less stability. Blind faith and an unhealthy competitive drive have rarely looked like success from the outside. I've experienced homelessness, addiction, mental health struggles, and the general existential despair. There's a myth that music, or any art, is a ladder out of despair. That you break through, make it, and suddenly all the ache dissolves. But for me, I've found the hill, the songwriting, the boulder, the career, never really stops rolling. The Perseverance of Sisyphus is a tribute to just that, pushing back against the despair, rolling the same weight uphill while the world makes other plans. It's about appreciating the fleeting triumphs, not being too discouraged by the undisguisable defeats, and deciding to try yet again because the belief in what you're doing is so strong that there really is no other option. Depression, loneliness, and sacrifice are more than passing visitors in my lyrics. They're house guests. Songs like Shook, Bags of Bones, and Two Devils don't sugarcoat it. I try to be honest about the cycle of failing, starting over, and living in the quiet aftermath when the noise dies down and it's just you, your old regrets, your renewed devotion, and a guitar. I've spent nights in strange towns and even stranger states of mind, mornings feeling like the world moved on without me or something. I think there's dignity in admitting when you feel unseen, just as there's mercy in telling yourself to hold on, even if you don't know why. Although, my current theory is something along the lines of giving voice to pain, and in that perhaps finding some meaning in it all, if not redemption. The Perseverance of Sisyphus is for anyone who's ever felt like their efforts have gone unnoticed, who's wondered if their lack of achievements mean they're unworthy, who's faced failure so many times that the sting starts to feel familiar. It's about finding that sliver of hope in the grind and the hustle and convincing yourself, if only for a second, that the struggle is worth it. At the end of the day, this album is for those who keep rolling their own stones, who know the road is hard and bleak, the path long and unforgiving, and who refuse to give up in the face of overwhelming odds and make the difficult decision to keep going. Hope this record inspires strength, belief in oneself, or at the very least, helps make some sense of the journey.
Not me to woe. But monster, no man, I've come to find some good. I've come to get shook again. Hold on for dear life, I'm on my way. Life come undone. Life seen your storm. Life stood my ground. Lord, I've been sure.
It's the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brousseau. It's been a pleasure to have you along for the ride today. I'm going to close the program with a track from my closet of unreleased recordings. This one is from this past week, actually. It's recorded in a garage in North Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's a little practice session that I had with a band for a show that I played. And I don't really get that chance very often to play with a band, but sometimes I like to keep myself in check by recording my musical get-togethers, and I think you'll really enjoy this. Heidi Gluck on the organ, Bob Carey on the bass, and Mike Blake on percussion. A little song that we recorded live called The Mandaree School Rag. Second section. My, how quickly the time goes by. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I sure did. Love putting it together for you. We'd like to thank you for listening. And we'd like to thank our guest, Max Gomez, in Garrett Hendricks was on the program, the great David Wilcox, Ross Thorne. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minkota Power Cooperative. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boyds in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Lizzie Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. And I want to tell you this before I go. It's been a pleasure. My name is Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.